At the April meeting of the Highland County Economic Development Authority, Chair Jessica Glendenning announced her resignation from the EDA, saying it was her last meeting. EDA member Chad Kimball will serve as chair for the next 2 months, then his term expires. Kimball said he will be resigning in June when his term is up. The EDA is seeking interested applicants to fill these 2 seats, one to begin as soon as possible and one to begin in July. The EDA will vote later to select from among its members a new chairperson who will lead meetings beginning in July. The EDA went into closed session to discuss incentive grants and voted to award grants to 4 of the applicants. The recipients will be announced after the funding is approved by the Board of Supervisors. The EDA voted unanimously to write a letter of support for Christoph Irby of Tonalaway Farm. He is applying for a grant to expand production of black walnut syrup. Betty Mitchell reported on the progress of the Highland Inn renovation. She said plans are being finalized on the demolition of the interior of the inn. Mitchell also reported on a program that provides telework resources for employers through the Virginia Department of Rail and Public Transportation. The program is free, and it helps with telework policies, training, technology, and more. Visit telework.va.org for more information. Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Chris Swecker reported on Tourism Council work. He said work is still ongoing on the creation of a welcome sign at the top of Shenandoah Mountain. The Tourism Council is moving its monthly meeting start time from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and a concierge map for visitors that lists local attractions should be ready by the end of June, with plans to update it annually. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Bonnie Ralston.